This episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks is brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. The Mason Jar is the official Gamecock bar for the New York City area. Fans and alumni of USC can come by the jar for some great barbecue, cold drinks, and of course, to watch the Gamecocks in any sport, all while surrounded by South Carolina memorabilia. If you want to get a slice of game day in Columbia all while in the Big Apple, head to the Mason Jar on East 30th Street. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 108 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And woo, it has been one hell of a week, y'all. I am still riding high. I mean, how do you come down from such a high from Saturday night? I don't know. I really don't know. Feel like it's like Mr. White and Breaking Bad over here. I've just been high for like the entire week. It's just crazy. I've watched highlights and full replays of that game, and whew, it's always great to be a Gamecock. But man, it is really, really fun to be a Gamecock. I hope y'all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I am very thankful for each and every one of y'all who have supported me and this show, either from listening, sharing, reviewing, and then all y'all who I interact with on social media. I am very thankful for y'all. It's fun to go back and forth and meet new people, meet new Gamecock fans. It's been a lot of fun, and I am very thankful for it all. But now we got to get to business. You had your holiday. First off, side note, Thanksgiving is a holiday, not just a meal. If you know, you know. But got a big interview, got a big game this weekend. We got a lock in. But before I turn to that preview, have a little bit of a weekend review from around USC athletics here. Starting with Tuesday, the women's basketball team beat Cal Poly. Yeah, that's right, Cal Poly. I guess they stayed out on the West Coast a little bit. 79-36, Aaliyah Boston doing Aaliyah Boston things with 12 points and 10 rebounds. Also, Victoria Saxton with a nice game here, 10 points and 4 rebounds from her. Just your run-of-the-mill Carolina butt-kicking on that front. And then Wednesday, the women's volleyball team beat Auburn 3-2. Nice win, ladies. And there's a few other games going on this weekend, but from the midweek, that was really all. Which brings me to the last regular season preview that I will be doing for the 2022 season. Sad. You know, it is sad. And but with all of us having enjoyed Thanksgiving, now that that's over with, there's only one thing that can mean. And it means to turn our focus to the annual matchup against that damn team from the upstate. That damn team in the upstate. Ugh, disgusting. South Carolina taking on Clemson in Memorial Stadium Saturday at noon. That team in the upstate is currently ranked 8th with a 10-1 record on the year and are currently sitting at 14.5-point favorites going into the game. And before I go any further, let me just get this out there, right? I gotta get it out there. To hell with the Clemson Tigers. Your stupid bus ride tradition is so sorry. It's not cool. You're asking these guys with pads on, big, enormous guys, to get on a freaking bus to drive to your stadium because your locker room is far away. It's the most ridiculous thing, right? So got that out there. And it's lame. Congrats on worshiping a rock. Need I say more? And running down a hill, that stopped being cool when I was about 6 years old, okay? So all of your traditions are whack. To hell with Clemson. All rip-off of traditions here and there. Just ridiculous. So now that we got that out of the way, what is Carolina looking at in this game here? The Tigers, you know, they've been having a fine season, right? They've been having a good season. Their record indicates that. Their ranking indicates that. But once again, you know, this team, they have not been playing to the level that we've seen over recent years. They've had multiple games this year that have gone down to the wire, that have been very close, one possession games, games they could have lost. And really, in the grand scheme of things, this has been a down year in the ACC, at least compared to last year. So you're in closer games with lesser competition. And generally speaking, it's been a hot or cold type of deal with them, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Now, on the South Carolina side, we already know what's at stake in this one. Like, I really don't need to get into details. We know how much this rivalry and this game means to our fans. Everyone involved in this program, it means so much. And now you have a group of seniors that's looking to accomplish even more by going up there and trying to get Carolina back on the right side of this series here. And to me, that's the question, right? I mean, we're all asking it. Can the Gamecocks team that showed up huge against Tennessee also show up in Clemson? We've seen teams have a letdown showing after a big win before. Not just at Carolina, but in football in general, right? I mean, as far as Carolina is concerned, even last year, going into this same matchup, it was off of a big win, and it didn't go well for Carolina. That was the case. Beamer spoke directly to that. He acknowledged it. And you got to hope that having gone through that, they can prepare differently going into this one. But I mean, what we saw last weekend against Tennessee, it was just masterful. And the thing is, I don't think it's realistic to expect that same exact performance, especially against a team that has a better defensive front. But now that our team knows what it takes to execute like that, they know how it feels to execute like that. They know how to game plan like that. Maybe the offensive staff can approach this game in a similar way. And maybe we can hang with Clemson early and often as other teams have this season. Which brings me to my crows to the game. For any new listeners here, I don't do keys to the game. We have our rooster crow, so I do crows to the game. Overall for the team, in the fantastic words of Cam Smith, just drop your nuts. That's my crow to the game for the team. Just drop your nuts. Last game of the regular season, coming off one of the best wins in program history, and it was all because you didn't hold anything back. Go up to the Upstate, do your thing, execute in a similar way, own the moment, and go up there and prove the doubters wrong. Prove any of them listening to this wrong. Bunch of weirdos. I've said it before on this show. I'm not here to kiss anybody's rings, not here to bow down to anyone. And our team will be bringing that same energy regardless of what happens. Regardless of what the scoreboard says, I'm not kissing anybody's rings. Get out of here with that. On the offensive side of the ball, my first crow is just stick with the F it mentality. Right? Apparently, the vibe going into last Saturday was just F it. Leave it all out there. So let's ride with it again. Worked. I mean, push the ball down the field, stay aggressive, and play with tempo. It's a very similar and simple game plan. The Clemson D-line is no joke, right? They are good. But through the air, they are open to giving up big plays, so the name of the game has to be get the ball out of Spencer's hands quickly and let our playmakers do their thing in space. Which really ties in nicely to my second crow for the offense, which is try to take advantage of an aggressive front. All right. A lot of that is going to be getting the ball out quickly, but this could be a great game to try and utilize some well-timed screen passes and things like that. You've seen that can counteract an aggressive front pretty well when done properly. Now, the status of Marshawn Lloyd is still questionable, but if he can go, then using him in the passing game, that's right, will be massive and will be a huge factor for keeping the Clemson line off balance. And we've seen Marshawn do some great things catching the ball, making plays in space, but if you can bring him into that, it could keep them off balance. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, my first crow is, it's very simple. Know where Will Shipley is at all times. I mean, this kid just does it all for them. He does it all for them. He's good at what he does, and it's infuriating to watch. He's the type of player that as he goes, the offense tends to go with him. So the Carolina defense has to absolutely be keyed in on him for the entire game. Over-communicate. Where is he? Where is he lined up? Don't be afraid to shade his way a little bit. Need to keep him in your sights. He's probably going to get his, but can you limit it? My second crow for the defensive side is make DJU throw it. I mean, he's a good quarterback, right? But he's certainly not a generational talent like we've seen. This guy can make mistakes. He can have an off game, have an off series. But he does bring a skill set where he's good running the ball. And you'll notice that, generally speaking, especially this year, in the games where Clemson has either lost or have been held in check and been a close game, his numbers running the ball have been very pedestrian. So South Carolina needs to contain him and not let him make plays with his legs. So overall for the game, here I am yet again saying that it is another massive, massive opportunity for Shane Beamer and this program, right? I mean, a win here sets the college football world on fire, and it kicks the door down saying that South Carolina is arriving. I mean, last week validated a lot of what Shane Beamer has been preaching and validated a lot of what us fans have been feeling we were building towards, right? But beating your in-state rival, especially when they are highly ranked and all that jazz, it sets the tone for the entire offseason, really for the entire year until the next game, right? And it helps so much and has such an impact, really, on recruiting in the region. And Beamer has done a good job of doing better recruiting in the Carolinas. But something that's been held over him and held over this program has just been on the wrong side of this game. If you can get on the right side of this and you couple that with some big wins this year in the SEC, you can really say that, look, what I'm saying is happening. Got to get on now, right? Got to get on the Shane train. And it would just go a long way in recruiting the region. Gamecocks this year, I mean, they've been a team that has been up and down kind of all year, as we very well know, right? But don't forget that earlier in this season, this same team, this same staff went on the road against a ranked team as pretty big underdogs, and they went in there and got the upset. We've seen this team do the task at hand. Also, we know that in rivalry games, crazy things tend to happen, right? You see games be close that have no business being close. You see rivalry teams with crazy upsets. Just the nature of it in college football. Right now, you have a Carolina team that's as hot as it's been all year. and a team that has truly nothing to lose. That's a scary combination. And of course, you know, the crowd up there, it's going to be packed, right? There's going to be Carolina fans. There's going to be Clemson fans. It's a rivalry game, right? But this game is at noon. And if you're trying to pull an upset on the road, you certainly have to like not having to face that home crowd at night. And I don't know. Clemson, you know, Clemson is just so annoying. Like, they need to take the L here. I mean, they're on their high horse thinking that their school is the greatest thing since sliced bread, yada, 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 Tiger Town. Act like their soft-ass ACC schedule doesn't matter. Of course it does. And you know what? Like, the college football world is finally seeing just like how weird this school is and this program can be. And they're finally calling them out for a lot of the bullshit that we've seen over the years coming from there. It's so nice to see. You know, someone needs to take these guys down a peg. Why not us, right? Why not us? Freaking. Number 8 country? Get the hell out of here with that. But I mean, seriously though, like, I really think that this game comes down to the wire. I do. You know, it's a mix of both teams, you know, have been sort of on and off throughout the year. Both teams have had good showings. Both teams have had not so good showings. I think that Carolina's playmakers match up well against them, especially on the outside, on the offensive side. But then at the same time, like I said, it is on the road. So, I mean, I think this game comes down to the last couple of possessions and just give us a fighter's chance, man. You know? Just give us a fighter's chance, and you never know what can happen in a rivalry game. And this Carolina team has surprised us before in both directions, but they have surprised us with some big moments. So let's go, Cox, man. Freaking A, let's go. It's going to be this game and the gravy that we all ate, giving me a heart attack, but whatever. Go, Cox, man. Huge. I'm fired up. Fired up. Last game of the year. Let's freaking go. Let's go, Cox. Come on, Shane. Huge. But that brings me to my 6-pack of picks, and then I'll get you all out of here. For any new listeners, I pick 6 games throughout the weekend, 1 from each Power 5 conference, and then 1 from the Group of 5. And it's fun because it's a rivalry week. Starting with the ACC here, give me Georgia Tech at Georgia over 49. And I say that because I think Georgia might score 50. I mean, even if Georgia... If they put their second and third string in the second half, I mean, they're still going to score points. Georgia Tech might get a little bit. I think it goes over. Big 12, Iowa State plus 10 at TCU. TCU, while they have been continually winning and are hanging on to that 4 spot, their games have been close the last few weeks. This is a huge spot. Think Iowa State covers. Pac-12, give me Utah minus 29.5 at Colorado. I think Colorado has like just 1 win. 1, maybe 2. Like, they stink. Last game of the year. I mean, oof. Could get ugly for the Buffs. Big 10, give me Purdue at Indiana. Indiana plus 10.5. I don't know. And then in the SEC, LSU at Texas A&M. This is an intriguing one. I'm going over 47.5. It's just one of those deals where the spread, I think, was LSU minus 10. LSU has been on a bit of a heater lately. They've been scoring well. I think this game might be in that range just because of Kyle Field, but just feels like both teams will be able to score a little bit. 47.5 is a rather low number in college, so I'll take the over. And then the Group of 5, Tulane at Cincinnati. Cincinnati minus 1. Couldn't tell you why. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.